Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading, a story, a joke, something different, and I call those different things Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And one of the performances tonight was recorded live day before yesterday, so I'll call that a wombat. So we do have a wombat for this show. However, we're going to start off with fiddle. I am a fiddle player. Not a particularly good one, but I do love the fiddle. And if you listen closely, a lot of these songs have a violin or a fiddle in it. But this particular one is called Napoleon Crossing the Rhine. And it's played by Crooked Kilt. Fiddle tune names are a lot of fun. Though many of the fiddle tunes do have words to them, I've rarely heard them. I've gone to fiddle jams, and I'd say one song in 20, the performers will sing the words. And probably, I'm guessing, more like one in 10, maybe more than that, have words. But fiddle players don't usually do the words, just play the tunes. So, but the titles are great, like Nail That Catfish to the Tree, things like that. This one's called Napoleon Crossing the Rhine. And though it's a traditional fiddle tune played at fiddle jams and places like that, this particular version has got quite a swing to it. And that's why I'm playing it. I get a kick out of it. I like to hear the fiddle anyway, but I especially like the way this one rocks. That was Napoleon Crossing the Rhine by Crooked Kilt. Well, next up is, I want to think of it as a mystical song. It's by Kathy Mattea. It's called Asking Us to Dance. And at the surface level, it's one person in a couple asking the other person, hey, honey, let's recognize that the universe is asking us to dance. And it's a beautiful song in that way. But I'm going to twist it a little bit and tell you it's for you. And for me. Not that I want personally to dance with you, but I want you and me to dance with the universe. And it would help a lot if you dance while I dance. I won't even try to explain what dancing with the universe is. I'll let you figure it out. But here's the invitation, and it's from Kathy Matea and me.
There's a full moon up and rising, and there's a whisper of a breeze blowing through the tangled silver hanging from the cypress trees. There's a river made of moonlight flowing clear across the lake, and there's a million stars just waiting to fall for any wish we make. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it is all that often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment, be victims of sweet circumstance? Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance. There'll be time enough tomorrow to get back to our daily bread. But there's something about this evening that's put this notion in my head that heaven and the earth are meeting tonight upon this very spot. And all the things on earth worth having, things that we've already got. Darling, tonight I am reminded how much these two hearts need romance. You know it isn't very often we get this kind of chance. Why don't we get caught in this moment, be victims of sweet circumstance? Tonight I feel like all creation is asking us to dance.
That was Asking Us to Dance by Kathy Matea. Now we're going to move on to doo-wop. This is absolutely classic doo-wop. It's called True True Love by the Corvairs from 1962. I don't remember this song from 1962. I probably heard it, but I hear it now. And this is what I call the best of doo-wop. This just has all the elements that define what doo-wop is. So get ready, and we're going to have the Corvairs sing for us True, True Love.
Yip, 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 bom, 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 oop, up a car, wow, ring a ding a ding ding. Yip, yip, bum, 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 oop, up a car, wow, ring a ding a ding ding.
True, true love.
True love.
Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. True, true love.
What a love.
That's for me. True, true love.
My love.
Every day.
Yip, 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 bum, 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 oop, up a car, wow, ring a ding a ding ding.
One girl.
One girl.
To hold me up so tight.
One girl. What a girl.
To make me happy.
Yip, 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 bom, 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 oop, bop, 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 ring a ding a ding ding, wow. Like a breeze all around me, she does like a bird singing in the tree. The light shining bright, the stars in the sky, a love come to me from way up high. True, true, true love, true love.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Yip, 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 bom, 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 oop, bop, 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 ring a ding a ding ding.
Ooh, 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 oh, yeah.
Yip, 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 bom, 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 oop, bop, 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 ring a ding a ding ding. Yip, 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 bom, 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 oop, up a car, wow, ring a ding a ding ding. True love.
That was True, True Love by the Corvairs. And what's next is a kind of a wombat in a way, because especially it's certainly a jump. We're going to be hearing classical music, cello and violin. And this is from the movie Master and Commander. Master and Commander was a sailing show in 2003, a great movie. I watched it the other night on Amazon Prime, I think. I rented it, and I just thought it was as great as the first time I saw it way back then. It's from the series of novels by Peter O'Brien. He did 20 novels in what they're calling the Aubrey Maturin series, and this was sort of a combination of all of them into a movie. It was supposed to be a series of movies, and it was a great movie, should have been a series. But it ran into some stiff competition that year. It was nominated for 10 Oscars, but it won only two kind of minor ones. But I think it should have won a lot. Anyway, on the ship, the Surprise, which is out adventuring around and getting into battles in around Brazil and over in the coast of Chile, are two people, Captain Jack Aubrey, Lucky Jack Aubrey, and Dr. Stephen Maturin. And Aubrey plays the violin, and Maturin plays the cello. So when they aren't out killing people and dying and blowing things up, they sit in the middle of their little room in the ship and play this music. And so I'm going to play for you two pieces from the soundtrack of the movie, and with the cello and violin. And the third piece is an Irish jig, which also has a violin in it. And it was just background in the movie, but kind of gives you the range of the violin. And it was probably a traditional song at the time. The movie was set in 1805, more or less. So here is a medley of tunes from the movie Master and Commander, The Far Side of the Earth.
Thank you.
That was the first part of the medley from Master and Commander. And I think I'll throw in that when these backgrounds were playing, the ship, which was a replica of the sailing ship of 1805, a large ship, 287 people, 28 guns, is sailing along under full sail on a bright, clear day, the water ripping by, and this music playing as a background. And so help see if that vision comes to you as you listen to the next part of the medley. Starts off a little slow, but gets back into full sails and ripping along. Comes the Irish jig, and in the movie, the sailors do sometimes dance on the deck. That was a medley of songs from the movie Master and Commander, 2003. Now we're moving on to back to more or less doo-wop. This is by The Temptations. It's called My Girl. It was their first number one hit in 1965 and later became kind of their signature song. So this is My Youth. I bring you The Temptations with My Girl.
What can make me feel
That was My Girl by The Temptations. Well, next up is kind of a wombat, and a little story goes with it. I went to the this week in where I am in Southwest Virginia, Abingdon, Bristol, was the it's 2019, and it was the county fair for Washington County in Southwest Virginia. And it was quite interesting. I decided to walk up and walk around 7:30 on Thursday night. It was a pretty slow night, not too many people there, but still, it was a slice of Americana. You couldn't get it any other way. The bright neon lights, the tawdry, tacky booth selling, throwing darts at balloons, and the rides, these big mechanical rides, some of which must have taken two full trucks to haul. And made all over the world, these things are. And I can imagine the same ride being in a town in Brazil or anywhere in the world, Czechoslovakia. And I'm sure the fair would be much the same. In any case, it was quite a colorful event. And I ended up going into the performance that night. And the performer was a man named Brent Cobb and his band. I'd never heard of him, but he's fairly well known. I looked him up on the web, and he's had a number of albums out and stuff. And I sat down in the and listened to the music, and I liked it. So I recorded one of the songs. I'm going to play it for you. It's called Ain't No Road Too Long. And just so you think, don't I'm not breaking any copyright laws, I also went on iTunes and bought the song. Maybe I'll play that another week. But this is a down and dirty live recording on a hot summer night in Abingdon at the county fair. And it just has a feeling of reality and gritty, hard-working singers. It's kind of hard to understand the words in this recording, so I'm going to read you some of the verses. I think it speaks well. Had people asked too many times in the past, man, why do you do the work that you do? Don't you ever worry the means won't lead to the end and you'll be stuck, broke, lonesome, and blue? Now, I ain't the kind to go and mess with folks' minds. I don't intend to be offended too easily. Instead, I grit and I grin. I tell them, here's a true friend. I only do the sort of work that pleases me. Let me lay it on you like this. There ain't a road too long. And the chorus is, all I got is my good name and my family waiting back home. So I keep driving, staying in my lane. There ain't a road too heavy, too haul to keep me gone. There ain't a road too long. And it goes on to explain, life is tough, but I'm hanging in there and this is what I want to do. Also, Brent Cobb, who's from Georgia, mentioned that the lead guitarist, he was had done very well at times, had been fairly famous, and I thought the drummer was great. I thought the drummer made this thing really fly. So now, here we go with Brent Cobb singing Ain't No Road Too Long, recorded live at the Washington County Fair in the summer of 2019.
Yeah. again. My good name. My family went back home.
Ain't a Road Too Long by Brent Cobb. And that's a shout out for him, and if you like his music, buy his albums. The next song is The Bonnie Light Horseman by the Short Sisters. The Short Sisters were three people, I think, performed often, several times on the weekends that I used to go on as professional performers. Beautiful harmony. And this song caught my attention when I first heard it. It's just a poignant song. The story is that the light horseman, riding his horse, was fighting Napoleon, and the battle got close, and Napoleon ordered his cannons lowered. Usually cannons fire in long arcs, and the ball comes down, but this time they fire them direct, right at the soldiers that close, and Napoleon, Boney they call him, won the battle and killed the singer's lover. And she wants to go to war and perhaps die on the same plane where he did. This is The Bonnie Light Horseman by the Short Sisters.
When Boney commanded his armies to stand, he leveled his cannon right over the land. And he leveled his cannon, his victories to gain, and slew my light horseman on the road coming home. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain. I will dress in men's apparel, to the regiment I'll go. I'll be a brave soul and fight all his foes. I would count it an honor if I could obtain to die on the field where my darling was slain. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain. Now if I was a small bird and had wings to fly, I'd fly all across the salt seas to where my love does lie. And with my fond wings I'd beat over his grave and kiss the pale lips that like cold in the clay. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my Bonnie Light Horseman in the wars he was slain. The dove she laments for her mate as she flies, oh where, tell me where, my darling, she cries. And where in this wide world is there one to compare with my Bonnie Light Horseman who was slain in the war? Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my bonny light horseman in the wars he will slay. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my bonny light horseman in the wars he will slay.
That was the Short Sisters singing Bonnie Light Horseman. Next up is another classic. This is John Lennon of the Beatles. The Beatles, there were four of them: John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr. And each one of them was just incredibly famous and successful. John Lennon kind of ended the group by withdrawing. He fell in love with and married Yoko Ono, who's kind of enigmatic. She's Japanese, and you see her, she doesn't show much emotion. But there was a special on Netflix, I think it was, about making the song Imagine, which we're going to play here. And Yoko comes through there as a lot more human and influential. And in fact, the documentary implies that she really wrote this song. This is her song. This is her message to the world. And John Lennon made the music and made it beautiful. But there are lots of poignant moments showing the two of them together. John Lennon was killed of that deck. He was only 40 years old when he was assassinated. So this was back earlier on when he was happy and working alone and making this song with his friends. And lots of great moments in the documentary if you'd like to see about John Lennon. But the song Imagine expresses a wonderful message for the earth. So it's for all of us. And it's from Yoko and John. And today, I guess it's from me. So this is Imagine by John Lennon. Imagine no possessions. John Lennon singing Imagine. We usually play Christmas music at Christmas, but some of those songs are very beautiful. I happened to run into this version of O Come, O Come Emmanuel by Enya the other day, and I thought, well, you know, it's good to play it now because it won't be crowded around by all the other Christmas songs, and maybe it'll stand out better. So forgive me for playing a Christmas song during a hot month in Southwest Virginia, but here it comes. This is O Come Emmanuel by Enya. Come, O Come, Emmanuel by Enya. Well, now we're going to have an interesting sequence. We're going to have an earthy song and then a very ethereal song and another earthy song. The first one is July, You're a Wound by John Stewart. John Stewart is probably one of my favorite male singers. I've played him a lot on the show. And he's best known as a member of the Kingston Trio. He replaced Dave Gard when Dave dropped out and went on. The Kingston Trio was successful after that change as it was before. John Stewart then went on to have a solo career, and I was exposed to his music by a friend who imitated him and played very good songs. And this is one of the original, July, You're a Woman by John Stewart. And it's the story, I think, of a man in love.
July, can't hold it on the road when you're sitting right beside me and I'm drunk out of my mind. Merely from the fact that you're here. And I have not been known as the saint of San Joaquin, and I just as soon ride now. But put on over to the side of the road and show you what I mean. La da 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 da. La da da. And I can't hold my eyes on the white line out before me when your hand's on the collar and you're talking in my ear. And I have been around with a gypsy girl named Shannon, daughter of the devil. And it is strange I should mention that to you, but I haven't thought of her in years. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Don't you lie, oh, more than anyone I've ever known. I can't hold it on the road when you're sitting beside me and I'm drunk out of my mind, merely from the fact that you're here. And I have not been known as the saint of San Joaquin, and I just as soon ride now. Pull on over to the side of the road and show you.
July, You're a Woman by John Stewart. I mentioned we're going to have an interesting sequence here. That was kind of earthy. And here comes the ethereal one. This is Variations on Pachelbel's Canon by George Winston. This is introduced to me by my friend Andy Stokes. And I remember Andy trying to learn pieces like this on the piano and getting so frustrated because it was so difficult. But still, he could hear it. And when he heard it, he heard beauty, and he introduced me to this.
Thank you.
That was Variations on the Canon by Pachelbel, performed by George Winston. Last week, I mentioned that one of my fantasy computer projects is to develop something that would allow listeners to music, like the kind I play, to create visual videos that would go with them, sort of the missing instrument, the visual instrument to go with a particular song. And these songs, like that last one and almost all the songs, I think have a strong, for me, visual component. And the next one is a trip. It's called Hey Joe and Hey Mo by Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley. And it's got a Cajun feel to it. And it's like two good friends just shouting back and forth. It says, hey, where'd you get the pretty lady? I want her. No, you can't have my pretty lady. She's my pretty lady. So they get kidding around. But I can just see a barroom scene with people dancing and fiddlers and just the whole Cajun scene. And I love it all. So here we go back into the earthy. We left the high ground of Pachelbel's Canon. And now we're going down to what I think of as a Louisiana bar and a happy place, too. So this is Hey Joe, Hey Mo.
Hey Joe, where'd you find that pearly girlie? Where'd you get that jolly dog? How'd you rate that dish I wish was mine? Hey Mo, she's got skin that's creamy green, eyes that look so lovey-dovey, lips as red as cherry berry wine. Now listen, Joe, I'm not a heel, but oh buddy, let me tell you how I feel. She's a honey, she's a sugar pie, I'm warning you, I'm gonna try to steal her from you. Hey, this is where that friendship ends. I'm gonna keep that dolly for my home. Hey Joe, come on, let's be buddy-duddy. Show me your my palsy wells. Introduce that pretty little chick to me. Hey Mo, you're really getting aggravated. Hey, you're squirrely, that's my girly. You're about as pushy as can be. Now come on, Joe, let's make a deal. Let me dance with her to see if she's real. She's the cutest girl I've ever seen. I'll tell you face to face, I mean to steal her from you. Until the end, but this looks like the end, my friend. I'm gonna keep that dolly for my own. I'm gonna keep that dolly for my own.
Hey Joe, Hey Mo by Joe Stampley and Mo Bandy. And I love stuff like that. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, only right now it's football season and often there's a football game on at 1. In any case, you can also pick us up at wehcfm.com on the web. So if you can't get us a clear radio station, you can pick us up on the web, wehcfm.com. We've had a little woo-woo stuff tonight. We had me inviting you to join me Dancing with the Universe with Kathy Mateus asking us to dance. And then there was Imagine from John Lennon, which is asking us to imagine a world so much better than what we've had here. And then so all the others had messages too. And I wish you all the best of luck in pursuing the good life that we have available to us and how blessed we are. So I'm now going to ask you to join me in, encourage you to join me when I ask you each week. Please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.